That weekend, Emperor reopened. Miss O'Hare pronounced herself satisfied. The author came down from Boston and told me I had cut out all the stuff the previous director had added and had returned it to her original vision. And I did get to spend an evening with Norman Mailer talking directing, with him telling me I was the expert here. And that was really cool. But I still hated the show. I even had to perform in it when an actor missed a performance one night. Then one Sunday early evening show, a young black family, father, mother, and two kids attended. And those four people were about a third of the audience. And I sat there watching this lousy play and watching the family. They were dressed up in their best clothes to come to the theater, and I knew they had to have paid 40, 50 bucks to see this piece of nothing. It made me miserable sitting there, and I vowed I would never again direct something that I wouldn't pay to see myself. Mailer's wife got another job, and Miss O'Hare closed Emperor when the Mailer-Wilson play shut down. That Tuesday was the night of the Carter-Reagan election, and it was also my 27th birthday, and Barbara and I went to a bar and watched The Deer Hunter uncut on a local television station, while the election news got worse with each commercial break. She kept saying she was going to dance for me, and she wanted me to kneel before her and jerk off. She was getting drunker and drunker. It was raining as we walked back to her apartment, but I had a big old umbrella. Once inside, she announced that she felt dirty and was going to take a shower. I watched her undress, and I ran the shower for her, and she stepped inside and shut the curtain behind her. I moved a chair directly in front of the shower and sat there smoking. She showered for a good while. Then the water turned off, and a hand stretched out and grabbed a big white towel. The curtain opened, and she looked good standing there, her hair wet, water dripping off her pussy. Her eyes widened, and she snorted out, "You're still here?" This is a program of experimental dance and pop music that has been collaged together with your mind in mind. This is Kill Radio, of course. What else could it be? This is the only place that has this kind of freedom. And I dedicate this to all the good people out there. For there are a lot of good people out there. Hey, we're open. Welcome to the chill room.
just wanna see a smile on your face. Yes, I see through all the trends. Good friends,
don't say no.
Everywhere there are good people who want to do good things to make a good world. We're open here. Open for business. Open to chill. Almost 1 a.m. here. On the chill room in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
and worth it to deny it of oneself and not oneself should be. You must open yourself fully to the experiences that present themselves. I chose a controversial, but important area of erotic sexual interventions. This enabled me to react as an artist, unknown to my associates, yet as a woman in a man's fantasy world. I also see women through the eyes of men. One sees men as they never are with their wives or girlfriends. In fact, you, as a woman, become a part of that masculine lifestyle. In this way, I have discovered male personality and experienced what it is like to be the focal point of men's sexual fantasies. One needing great explanation and discussion on many levels. It's sadly an area of our lives, for men and women, and yet it seems so necessary. An area which I am glad to have experienced, both as a woman and as a man. A market which strongly dictates its needs. Nothing else will do. There is little satisfaction for me, as the only contribution is my body. Working as a topless dancer and striptease artist. This is eroticism presented live and spontaneously. It is not choreographed. There is communication taking place in a visual sense. The facial expressions, the physical gestures, and the mood of the music. Costumes, the music, and the movements create the atmosphere for the 10-minute swan is in focus. However, you are still what the viewer wants to see you as. But you have the ultimate power to dispel any illusions. The decisions are yours alone. Working in action as performance art. Each image, character and movement is seen throughout my actions. purification sound. The dispelling of false ideals. Concluding with the presentation of myself. My life is my life, and I move on to more experiences. That environment as free as possible to as many people as possible.
Let me tell the news. My head got wet in midnight dew. Great Lord, I've been down on my bend and knees, talking to a man from Galilee. My God spoke and he sounded so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said.
Go tell that lonesome by. Trying to make a date with a neighbor's wife. Brother, let me tell you, just as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone.
Go tell that lonesome liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambling, rambling backslider. Tell the bottom money gonna curl him down.
All I ask is that people who once more work with themselves, their feelings, and in doing so, become aware of others. It is simple and yet so very difficult. This alone is the theory I base my actions on. I never do anything which is not instinctive. I never do anything which is forced upon me or ulterior motives. Each action is a true action, pure and simple in its presentation. For every person to take and each other to finish. It is their interpretation that is the beginning of their struggle. We seem to accept mass interpretation as a safety valve against personal thought. I force nothing from anyone. It must be voluntary to exist at all. It is a means by which you can open yourself through experience and thought.
Cardinal
fit. Man. I'm so.
You know I don't use your soap. for 20,400.
Trying to extinguish the flame. Discovered a ship $5,000 offered for
any further treatment all $25. Call the American Dental Council today. Call the American
Dental Council.
I'm
just drifting. Surrounded by feelings.
I feel complete.
Of good things and spirits of darkness, raise yourselves before my feeble will. I beg you now to come and take me. Take me quick. Take me hard. I beg you now to come and take me, for this is it. This is heart. Here is my heart. Here is my heart.
Been beat up and battered round, been sent up and I've been shot. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's tolerable. Baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been fucked off and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed. Daycare centers and night schools. Handle me with care.
Everybody
hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been uptight and made a mess. I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success. Handle me with care.
Yeah. it with you. Coming to the other side, I wanna wake up with you. Here's on the other side, I wanna make you with me. Coming to the other side, I wanna wake up with you. Here's on the other side.
So much. You're too kind to me. I don't know if I deserve you.
No,
I probably do.
No more pills. And if you sleep alone tonight, hug your pillow, pull it tight. And I hope that if you feel as how it should be, and you dream the sweetest dreams. You look so sad,
look so sad,
oh so sad, oh so sad. It makes me bad.
Let me know if I'm letting you down. I'm trying my best, but your hard work, it's never easy to tell you how to
hold it tight. And I hope that everything is the way that it should be, and you dream the sweetest dreams. Have the angels stroke your hair? They still care.
They still care.
I hope they stroke your hair. And I wish that I was there. I wish that I was there. I can't believe it's there. And I hope that everything turns out the way it should be. And you dream the sweetest dreams.
If I wasn't laughing, I'd be crying. It's not like I don't try. Maybe I don't try hard enough.
And may you dream,
may you dream the sweetest dreams.
We are. And the chill room open begins with the postal service and becomes silhouette. Merzbaum live at Spaceland, along with the shadow creatures by Psychic TV and Luciano Berio doing Momenti and Cotique Final Cut. Let's see, this is Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti 5. Every night I die at Miyagi's. Robert Horton, There He Wisely, Just Before. Oh, how open do you want to be? Cozy Fanny Tootie has decided that it's time to tell. Gary Garcia, solo guitar from Zabriskie Point. Trip Computer Die. We are your friends.
We are your friends.
Boys to Boys. Dancing in My Brain. The television personalities. May you dream the sweetest dreams. Jenny Lewis with the Watson Twins. Handle with Care. Full seeing now what my mouth and I have done. I keep some even there, gasping over myself.
I once had a girl.
Thoughts my
say,
hands was.
She once had me.
Is before the what?
She showed me her room.
My face in head was heard. My ears felt, am I due?
Oh, isn't it good?
Tens even here, incredible push, the bed and my heads. Moonlight was never down at my feet, of which thick click it on the tip. Was my really here? A gigantic four-corner outstretched energy down her arms. I rolled arms around. In just 2 days, her constant father had been everyone that's in her hand. I love squeezing. That moment we were breathing. The chill room is just about closed. But not Kill Radio. Stay tuned.